This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is sports to the max here on a Thursday night. Mike Max, a rare night off. Steve Thompson in. Typically you hear me on Saturdays and Sundays. Late night coming up. Henry Lake between 9 and 1 here in CCO. A lot going on in the world of sports, including huge game, Minnesota Penn State, Saturday at 11. Word is they are close to a sellout. They have not announced a sellout yet, but we are closing in on that. That is the word. It could be announced as soon as tomorrow. Once again, that is the word on the game. And it looks like the weather is going to improve a little bit between now and then. It looks like a slight chance of rain, temps in the 40s. Doesn't look like wind's going to be a problem. You know, generally you get into the 40s in November, you take that and you move on. It's a whole lot better than what we're dealing with right now. 21 here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And some of the ponds are already getting ice. I know we talked to Steve Carney earlier in the program, Steve Carney Outdoors. He's going to be at an event, part of the governor's opener. Of course, firearms deer season opens here in the state of Minnesota on Saturday. He's going to be at that. And up north, anglers are starting to venture out on the ice. It's a little shaky in my book. I probably wouldn't do it, but some are. Two match is still underway in St. Paul. This is the 2A volleyball. Marshall and Bell Plain got started at 7 North Branch in Pequot Lakes on the other court at the X. Earlier in 2A, Stuartville beat Annandale 3-0. Concordia Academy down Watertown Mayor 3-0 to advance to tomorrow's semifinals. And by the way, the semifinals in St. Paul at 5 and 7 o'clock, respectively, in 2A. The 3A tournament already in the books. They started bright and early, 9 a.m. Number 1 seed Egan beat St. Louis Park in straight sets. Minnetonka down Moorhead in 4. Wyzetta beat Elk River. They're the number 2, 3-0. And North St. Paul upset the number 3 seed Lakeville North in straight sets. The Polars were phenomenal today. I had a chance to call a couple of matches on PrepSpotlight.tv. Egan and St. Louis Park looked every bit the number one. And then Norris St. Paul upsetting Lakeville North. The Polars played great in their first ever state tournament appearance. So the semifinal set tomorrow morning, Egan Minnetonka at 9 a.m. Wyzetta Norris St. Paul at 11 a.m. Course championship Saturday in St. Paul at the Xcel Energy Center. And then a quick update on what's going on in 1A. Mineota, the number 1, defeated Greenway in straight sets. Fauston down Mounds Park Academy in 5. Waterville Elysian Morristown down Henning 3-0. And Medford beat Belgrade Brute and Alrosa 3-0. So tomorrow afternoon at 1, Greenway, or I should say Mineota against Fauston at 1, followed by Waterville Elysian Morristown against Medford at 3 o'clock. So there you go, state volleyball, entertaining tournament. Love that sport. A lot of great players here in the state. If you haven't been to a high school volleyball match near you, give it a shot. I'm sure by now you've heard how well the Golden Gopher volleyball team has done. And nationally ranked, and anytime they're on TV, I catch it. And they pack the pavilion for volleyball. It's just a great show. It's a great sport. Very entertaining indeed. Let's see if we can get you up to date on the football games. Two 6A playoff football games tonight. And what I see is underway in the third now. Shakopee leading defending champ Lakeville North 7-0. That game being played out at Stillwater. And they're getting just underway in the third quarter up at Park Center. That's right there on the border of Brooklyn Center and Brooklyn Park. Get it? Park Center. Took me a long time to figure it out. Even when my dad was a teacher there, it took me a while to figure out how they came up with it. I'm kidding. Champlain Park leading Rosemont 13-7 as they get ready to start the third quarter there in the cold. And big time high school football week with quarterfinals in the elements this week. And we're going to give you a rundown of what's going on there. Most of the action is Friday and Saturday around the state of Minnesota. State football quarterfinals. Let's circle back around to 6A real quickly. Once again, two games tonight. We'll continue to follow those scores. They probably won't go final until Henry gets started. But Henry Lake, Chris Tubbs will have that covered for you. Coming up on Friday night, number one Wayzata will take on a number two seed in Centennial. And that'll be at Chanhassen tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And the other one features Lakeville South against Moundsview. And that'll be at Eden Prairie tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have the 6A championship game from Prep Bowl the Friday night after Thanksgiving at 6 o'clock right here. A 5A quick rundown. Games coming up on Saturday. Spring Lake Park battles Coon Rapids at Osseo at noon. Chaska will play Matamidi in Shakopee at noon. Speaking of 5A, Elk River in that amazing running attack takes on Moorhead in Monticello at high noon on Saturday. And then how about this showdown? Number one ranked Owatonna battles St. Thomas Academy in Woodbury at noon on Saturday. That'll be a lot of fun, but 5A on Saturday. By the way, we'll have the 5A title game from Prepel that Saturday after Thanksgiving at 4 o'clock. Quick update on 4A. On Saturday, quarterfinal action, SMB against Chisago Lakes. That'll be at Centennial. SMB and Chisago Lakes at Centennial High School. They're in Lionel Lakes at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Tomorrow night, Hutchinson plays Fridley at Hopkins. Tomorrow night at 7, up at St. Cloud State, Husky Stadium, Delano battles Ricori. And then Friday night at 7 o'clock in Hastings at Todd Field. What a great venue. Winona against Simley. Let's jump over to 3A on Saturday. In Brainerd, Annandale takes on Esko. Saturday at noon in Burnsville, it'll be Cannon Falls against Dazzle Cocado. Saturday at noon in Alexandria, Piers against Perham. Piers are perennial power. And Saturday at noon at Lakeville South, Jackson County Central against Waseca. Now let's check out 2A. Friday night at 7 at North Branch, Painesville against Moose Lake, Willow River. Down at Cass and Manorville, Minneapolis North against Blue Earth area. That's Saturday at 5 o'clock. So North goes on the road down to Cass and Manorville. I can't remember if the high school's in Cass or in Manorville. I think it is in Cass. Saturday at noon, Osakis against Barnesville. That'll be up at Moorhead. And then at Rochester, Mayo, Caledonia, goes without saying, one of the dynasties of high school football, takes on Pipestone area. That is 2A. Get you up to date on what's going on in 1A football. This is Saturday at noon in Brainerd, Bold against Deer River. Saturday night at 7 in St. Cloud Husky Stadium. GFW against Browerville. Moorhead at 3, Ada Boer up against Underwood. And then at noon at Janesville-Waldorf-Pemberton High, Springfield against Blooming Prairie. And then finally in the nine-man, Friday night in Duluth, Southridge against Mountain Iron Buell. In Buffalo on Friday night at 7 o'clock, Renville County West against Hancock. And they try and get all these games on the turf this time of year. Wouldn't be fun to play on the real grass. It's just frozen like a rock. I know the artificial turf fields get hard, but not as hard as the real stuff. Also a nine-man in Moorhead Friday night, Winnemac against Warren Alvarado Oslo. And then finally, down in Austin, a Grand Meadow against Mountain Lake area. So that kind of rounds out the state quarterfinal football field. And we have two games again tonight. And let's see if we can check those scores one more time. In the third, Champlain Park leading Rosemount 13-7. And we'll see if we can get an updated score on that one. Maybe the camera's frozen. And we go out to Shakopee and Lakeville North. And Shakopee is still leading at 7-0 in the third. It is 8:18 here at CCO. Quick break. We've got more coming up. Sports to the max. Steve in for Mike Max here on CCO.
Sports to the max.
8:22 is Sports to the Max on a Thursday night. Steve in for Mike. Rare night off. You typically hear me Saturdays and Sundays here on CCO. Champlain Parks extended the lead over Rosemount tonight. Rebels lead at 20-7 in the third quarter. The winner out of the cold to the semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium. That game at Park Center tonight. One of two 6A quarterfinals tonight. Meanwhile, Shakopee leading Lakeville North 7-3 in the third out in Stillwater. And it looks like the crowds are pretty good. It is state quarterfinal football action. It continues Friday and Saturday here in Minnesota. Coming up, a big football game in the MIAC. Gustavus will be at St. Thomas. And we'll visit with the Golden Gusties head coach coming up a little bit later on in the hour here at CCO. Peter Haugen will join us here to talk about that football team and their great quarterback, Michael Veldman. And Gustavus hoping to make some noise here at the end of the regular season. St. Thomas trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. Just two to go in the regular season. And, of course, the Tommies and the Gusties here on the radio. Dave Lee, Eric Nelson coming up Saturday. Our coverage begins at 1 o'clock. And then following the game, we'll have all the scores, game reports from all around the area as another regular season winds down. Big football game at the U on Saturday. Once again, word is they're closing in on a sellout. Minnesota and Penn State, huge showdown. Who's going to win and why? I've been asked all week, what do you think? Can Minnesota go to 9-0? Can they beat Penn State? Sure they can. The way they run the football, the way they've played as of late, once again, I think it comes down to one simple thing, and it's true in any football game at any level. Mistakes, turnovers. Minnesota plays a clean game. They have a shot Saturday morning at 11 a.m. at TCF Bank Stadium to pull off the upset and go to 9-0. They have the inside track already in the Big Ten West. P.J. Fleck has a ton of security, and that's a huge benefit on two fronts. The current group knows he's the guy. They're obviously playing well for him, but it's a huge benefit on the recruiting side as well because of the rumors and all the big-time jobs that are going to be open out there. They have them locked in. They can hopefully put that on the back burner. But now a huge November is in front of Golden Gopher football. And for me, this has really been the story. Going into the season, there was a thought they could have a big year. They could have a big season because of the way of the schedule. No Ohio State. No Michigan State, even though the Wolverines are having an up-and-down year, and certainly the Spartans are not having a great season. But on paper, going into the 2019 season, considering how they finished, the the big win over Wisconsin to grab Paul Bunyan's axe, and then the big win at the bowl game. I know it was Detroit, but they played very well against a Georgia Tech team. So on paper, this schedule is playing out. South Dakota State, Fresno State, Georgia Southern non-conference. Should be able to run the table there. Then you get into the Big Ten. Purdue? Illinois? Not very good, even though they've been playing better late. Nebraska, down year. Rutgers, horrible. Maybe one of the worst Big Ten football teams of the modern era. Terrible. No business being in the Big Ten. And then you got Maryland. Before Penn State, Iowa, Northwestern, and Wisconsin. So November looked tough on paper in the summertime. And now we know the Wildcats aren't very good. Iowa at Iowa City, Kinnick Stadium. That's never easy. Wisconsin, you know they want the axe back, even though they're coming here. And then, of course, you have a very good Penn State team. So for me, they've done their job. 8-0. It is a good story. I'm not denying that. But I ran down the opponents. And the non-conference portion of the schedule wasn't pretty. Remember, they kind of hung on at Purdue to get their first Big Ten win. But a win's a win. They went to 4-0. They hammered Illinois. They hammered Nebraska. Rutgers, no match in Jersey. And then they blew Maryland off the field. So they are clearly on a roll. Four blowout wins in a row where it was obvious who the better team was. Wasn't as obvious early. So now Penn State, the first big-time test Saturday in what should be a full house over at the U. And I think there are people kind of waiting to see on the weather. And once again, we'll give you the weather here. Weather is not going to be a problem. You get 40s in November and the wind is down, you will take that. And that's what we're looking at. Cloudy. Slight chance of rain or snow in the morning. Kickoff just after 11. Then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. So no worries there. Highs in the lower 40s and winds out of the west at around 5. You will take that. That's tolerable. And what we're seeing in the weather department makes it clear to me they're going to fill it up. They're going to fill it up on Saturday. How's it going to play out? So again, I just think, for me, Minnesota plays well, plays mistake-free football. They have a very good chance. They start turning it over, they are not going to get it done. Switching gears to Sunday, Minnesota at Dallas. I had a chance to visit with my good buddy Eric Nelson for a while about this football game at Jerry World down in Arlington. And even though the Vikes are 6-3, dropped a heartbreaker at Arrowhead to Kansas City, a game they should have, could have won, and they didn't. It got away. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. They didn't win the football game. They could have. And I think there are a fair number of people that want to hang it on Kevin Stefanski and the play calling, maybe want to hang it on Kirk Cousins. I start with the defense giving up a 91-yard touchdown run when they were leading 16-10. For me, that's number one. You have your punter shank a punt in a big spot late in the game. That's another factor. You can't hang it all on Kirk Cousins. But you go to Sunday night in Dallas, Sunday Night Football, the number one program on television. Vikings, Cowboys, two clear playoff contenders. I will put it on Kirk Cousins on Sunday night. How's he going to perform? What's he going to do? We've all seen the numbers. We've all heard the stories. Kirk Cousins has a chance Sunday night to answer his critics and play a great game on Sunday Night Football, the biggest stage in regular season football. Will he respond? Now he needs help from his offensive line. He can't do it alone. It's a team game, the ultimate team game. He's going to need Dalvin Cook to be effective. Receivers are going to need to make plays. Doesn't look like Adam Thielen will be available. He has not practiced on the injury report. And let's take a sneak peek. C.J. Ham limited today. Adam Thielen did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. So those are factors. Some guys banged up defensively. Linval Joseph did not participate today. Mike Hughes limited today. And the new guy, what goes around comes around, Andrew Zendejo did not participate today. But we'll see what Friday brings, and then ultimately the game status on Saturday. But for me, Sunday, Kirk Cousins, big stage. How will he respond? That's the storyline going into this football game. If he plays well, they have a chance. But his track record in big games, primetime, etc., has not been good. By the way, the coordinators talked to the media today. Offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski talked about the Cowboys' defense.
Very aggressive. They're looking to collapse the pocket. There's a ton of movement from their defensive tackles, from their defensive ends, whether with pressure or without. They're moving. They're changing gaps, but they're coming off the ball. It's an extremely impressive group talent-wise. I think the scheme is excellent. So we're going to have our work cut out for us.
And on the flip side, defensive coordinator George Edwards talked about some of the challenges that Cowboys offense presents.
Very tough offensive end. Very good running game, very good in the play actions. I mean, they're like 50% on third down, they're number one in the league. You look at them statistically, they're in the top. I mean, they're number one in a lot of statistics. They do very good in situational football. So this will be a big challenge for us.
So there you go. Cowboys favored by 3, the over-under. 48, pretty typical for an NFL game. Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings. Once again, Kirk. Primetime Sunday. Let's see. 8:32 here at CCO. We'll talk a little MIAC football. Gustavus at St. Thomas. We'll visit with the Golden Gusties head coach in a moment.
Sports to the max.
It is Sports to the Max here on a Thursday night. Steve in for Mike. Coming up Saturday, college football here on the radio. MIAC style. Gustavus will be at St. Thomas. The Tommies ranked number 18 in the latest D3 football poll. And of course, Gustavus, Michael Veldman, having a good solid year. And we're pleased to be joined by Peter Haugen, head coach in his 11th year in St. Peter. Peter, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, congrats on another solid year for your team. And I brought up Michael Veldman. When I'm here in studio keeping an eye on the scores around the MIAC, I'm amazed. He's quite a football player.
He's a tremendous football player, comes from a great football family, and, you know, we just can't say enough about him. He's had a tremendous year. He's got a lot of pieces around him with, you know, Bryce Panning, Josh Kirk, Brayton Finch, David Peel that have been really incredible support, but Michael has had a tremendous year.
Yeah, and it's got to be so much fun for you and your staff to sit down and game plan when you have a guy like Veldman who just is – And everybody I've talked to have seen him just say, this guy is tremendous and really one of the great quarterbacks to ever play in the MIAC, and that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, the league has had so many great quarterbacks and going way, way back, and obviously he's had a great career at Gustavus. You know, the big thing is he can make all the throws. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader. It's just fun to be around each day, and he works hard at it.
Yeah, and you've seen some good ones come through in your time at Gustavus.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Mitchell Hendricks, who played for us from Bemidji, you know, set a ton of records at Gustavus. And so, you know, Mitch did incredible stuff, had a nice support staff, too, as well with the Boyce brothers. And, you know, it's just been a ton of fun. It's just fun to be around these kids every single day. They work very hard. But, yeah, Michael's had a tremendous year.
Yeah, and when you look at a player like that in some of these games where you get a big lead so quickly, I suppose it's hard to pull him out of the game because I think a lot of the fans show up to see him, you know, throw to the receivers he outlined, and, you know, it's quite a show. It's entertaining.
it is entertaining, you know, but you know, I think there is a time where you do have to do that. And so, you know, Michael has played the last couple weeks, the last 3 weeks, you know, he hasn't played the full game, but has had incredible first halves and beginnings of third quarters. And then we've gone a different direction after that.
Yeah. 6-2 overall, 4-2 in the MIAC this season with, two to go in the regular season, including a big game at St. Thomas. And playing the Tommies, certainly a challenge. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate. It's not going to be a terrible weather day. It's not going to be windy. So I'm sure you're kind of thinking, hey, this is an opportunity for Veldman and company to throw it around a little bit.
Well, we hope so. You know, I think, you know, you have to have balance. That's one thing over the last few weeks that we have had, and that's been encouraging, that we've been able to run the ball effectively and throw it effectively. And so, you know, you want to be able to do both and going into every single week. And so that'll be our goal, to be able to run it and throw it.
Yeah, and it's the end of an era. And I know, you know, people don't want to comment a ton about it, but, you know, the end is near for St. Thomas in the MIAC, and probably your last opportunity to go into O'Shaughnessy Stadium and play the Tommies.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, the MIAC has got an incredible heritage, incredible tradition. It's, you know, gone on for a really, really long time, and that's always tough when things change, you know. And so we'll just love the opportunity that we do have in this last time at O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah. St. Thomas, physical football team. I'm sure that's something that you've talked about all week and will talk about ahead of the game, that they're one of those teams that kind of like to smack you in the mouth a little bit.
No doubt about it. You know, they're very physical, very athletic, you know, obviously rushing. They're number one in the league, fourth in the league in passing, so they have balance. They hold the ball. Their time of possession is at the top of the league or towards one or two right now. Defensively, they continue to be athletic and they move a ton. And so, yeah, it'll be a great test for the Gustys.
Yeah, we talked about your quarterback, Michael Veldman. On the flip side, Josh Parks, their running back. You know, he continues to set St. Thomas records, and, you know, he is just a force running the football. And I suppose that's job one, trying to find a way to stop him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's job one. And, he's athletic. He's physical at the point of contact. He can make you miss. He's really a complete running back and is one that just is a huge part of what they do.
Yeah, and you had a chance to knock off St. Thomas a year ago in St. Peter. I'm sure that's one that you probably thought about a little bit during the off season. Was, boy, we had a chance to get the Tommies in St. Peter.
Yeah, you know, that was a tremendous football game. We got up 13-0, and St. Thomas came back, scored 14, and we lost by one. And I think we learned some lessons there. But, you know, was really proud of our staff and our players for how we competed, and just a tremendous effort by our guys, and really painful to lose, you know, when you get that close, no doubt about it. We had a couple opportunities, but we hopefully learned something from it. And I know that was something that challenged our guys in the off season.
Yeah. And you've got a good thing going down there. It's a beautiful facility. It's a great school. You've got to really be excited about the football, Gustavus football.
Yeah, we really are excited about it. And Gustavus as a whole is such an incredible institution to, you know, when we talk about recruiting great student athletes, I mean, Gustavus is an incredible place academically, very difficult school, very challenging, rigorous. And then from a football athletics perspective, excellence is at the is the name of the game. And that's not just in football, that's in all of our sports. And so it's a school that just very proud of, and our guys love going there every single day and competing and getting after it.
And you are an MIAC guy. I mean, you came up a Bethel grad and now the head football coach at Gustavus. You know, you really do appreciate the league, and you look at the longevity of the coaches. You know, the John Gallardi, of course. I don't know if anybody will ever coach as long as John did, but you look at the stability in all the sports that coaches really love this league and being a part of it.
Yeah, it's an incredible league, and the heritage is unmatched, I think. And, you know, as a kid, I grew up with my dad coaching at Augsburg, and so every Saturday I was going from, you know, site to site to, you know, we're going from, you know, place to place, and just grew up in that environment where my dad was coaching, you know, in the MIC, and then to be have the privilege to be now coaching in it myself, it's just an incredible experience. But each week we get a chance to either host an incredible school or go to an incredible campus and just share experiences. And I think the MIC is unique that way.
And you've been able to bring in assistant coaches that, you know, share the same feelings about the league. And, you know, you look up and down your staff, there's a lot of guys that have ties to the conference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They either have ties to the conference or they have ties to Division III. And so, you know, really fortunate. I'm very thankful for our staff. They work really hard. They love the players that they work with each day. And it's just a fun group to be around. But yeah, there's a lot of connections to Minnesota football on our staff.
And it goes so quick. Here we are, 2 weeks to go in the regular season, a game at St. Thomas, and then right back home in St. Peter to close it out against St. Olaf.
Yeah, you know, we got a couple weeks left, and it's two big weeks for us, two big weeks for every team in our league right now. There's a lot of great football being played, and so we're excited to compete this weekend and then finish the year off, the regular season off, I should say, in a couple weeks here against St. Olaf.
Yeah, and one thing that stands out is a game where Concordia goes into Clemens Stadium in Collegeville and beats St. John's at that point, ranked number 4, unbeaten. They still have the inside track to get the conference title if they can win at Hamlin. But, you know, that stands out. It had been a bit of a struggle for Concordia, but they found a way last Saturday to pull off the upset. And I think that's exciting when teams can knock off maybe the top team in the league.
Yeah, it is exciting. There's no doubt about it. I'm sure it wasn't that exciting
for
St. John's to be a part of. You know, they've had such an incredible season. Gary Fashion done a tremendous job there with that program. But, yeah, Concordia got them and got them at St. John's. And you know, the way that game went down at the end was, you know, it was amazing. And I think probably a lot of people were following that game online. But you just never know what's going to happen. And I think that speaks to the strength of our league. You know, from top to bottom, we got an incredible league. And obviously, Concordia's been a team that's been really, really competitive. And so, you know, it was a fun game to watch.
All right. Well, Peter, pleasure to visit with you once again. Gustavus at St. Thomas on Saturday. Our coverage begins at 1 o'clock. Dave Lee, Eric Nelson with all the play-by-play. And once again, good luck the next 2 weeks and a pleasure to visit with you.
Well, thanks so much for having us on, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Peter Haugen, head coach, 11th year at Gustavus in St. Peter, and quite a quarterback, Michael Veldman. The numbers he's put up week in and week out in this conference, he can really throw it around. 8:47, 13 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock here at CCO. Quick break. We'll get you up to date on those two playoff football games coming up in a moment, and we'll get a preview of Lake Night with Henry Lake here on CCO.
Sports to the max.
9 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. Steve Thompson in, Susan Blanche, our producer tonight on the program, Mike Max. Big thanks to all our guests on the program. You heard from Peter Haugen, Gustavus head coach, a moment ago. Earlier in the program, Steve Kearney went outdoors. We previewed the firearms deer opener on Saturday. Be safe out there. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate. A little bit of a warm-up on Friday into the 30s. Looks like 40s on Saturday. And hopefully those winds stay down. It looks like they will be pretty comfortable on Saturday. Hey, something in the 40s will feel pretty good. And Kevin Lynch joining us, Fox Sports North Timberwolves analyst. The Wolves have dropped 2 in a row. They got beat by the Bucks at Target Center Monday night. And then, of course, laid an egg in Memphis. They didn't play any D on Wednesday night. They return home, and an ailing Golden State team will be in. And we'll get started at 6:30. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play here on the home of the Timberwolves. Playoff football update. Champlain Park now running away from Rosemount, 34-7. That game in the fourth quarter up at Park Center. And the Rebels driving for more, and they're just going ground and pound. So Champlain Park on their way to the 6A semifinals at U.S. Bank Stadium next Thursday night. And who they'll play? Well, we're not exactly sure, because Shakopee and Lakeville North are going at it out in Stillwater on a frigid night. And Shakopee leads it 7-3, and that game's in quarter number four. So the balance of the playoffs gets started. The other two 6A games tomorrow night, and then, of course, 5A through 9-man on Friday and Saturday around the state of Minnesota. Big one on Saturday, Minnesota-Penn State. They get started at 11, closing in on a sellout. It could be announced tomorrow, the sellout there. And then, of course, Vikes-Cowboys Sunday night. Henry Lake, Jeff Diamond following the game Sunday night. You'll have the Purple Pre Sunday night at 6. Henry, good to see you.
How you been, Steve?
Yeah, good, good.
Doing good?
I'm glad I'm not sitting outside at a high school football game tonight. I'll tell you that. I want no part of that. And I've
checked. You know you love the weather this way.
I got used to visiting my kid when she was going to school down in Arizona.
Oh.
It was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, you got pampered.
Now I know how people actually live. Yeah.
So she's is she Wildcat?
Yep.
Okay, Wildcat.
Arizona Wildcat.
Okay. McHale. So that's Tucson.
Yeah. So I would in November every year take a trip and catch one or two early season Arizona Wildcat games at McHale, and then get back later in the year and catch another, hopefully a Pac-12 game in Arizona. And they've been down, you know, the whole recruiting
the
thing.
The scandal thing is really what blew it up.
It really did.
DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah. But it's still a fun building.
I mean, I've never been.
Early in her time, freshman, sophomore year, it's a cool vibe. It really is.
I'd love to get out there, man.
Weather, Henry.
But think about the heyday of Lute Olson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, think about back then. That was just insane.
Yeah.
When he had Sean Elliott and those guys. He even had Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was on those teams.
Yeah, and they support that team. It is a hoops town. Tucson, Arizona is all about Arizona hoops. It is a big deal. Even though they've been down a couple of years, once they get all this sorted out, they'll be back.
Yeah. But down for them is we're not going to an Elite Eight. You know what I'm saying? Or we're not going to a Sweet 16. I mean, it's never that we're not going to the tournament. Rarely do they not make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but those Pac-12 schools, I don't know. It's pretty cool out there.
I bet it is, man. I bet it is. Hey, speaking of high school football, somebody that's going to come on at 10 o'clock and join me is Ricky Foggy. You know Ricky Foggy.
Yeah, for sure.
Ricky Foggy is going to come on. You know, not only is he a former Golden Gopher quarterback, but he also is the QB coach for St. Thomas Academy. And they've got a big game coming up here this weekend against
Owatonna.
So
number one Owatonna.
Yes.
5A.
And St. Thomas Academy is 11-1. So we're going to talk to him at 10 o'clock. We'll also talk to Clarence Hill Jr., the Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're going to talk to him at 9:30. Talk to him about Cowboys and Vikings, man.
All right, I want to get your take. I brought it up earlier in the program.
Okay.
This is a huge opportunity for Kirk Cousins to exercise some primetime demons.
Yeah, no, it's the question about, is Kirk Cousins ready for primetime? Is he ready to be the guy that's going to take the next step? It's right in front of him.
This is it.
He has to go and prove it in Dallas. And look, if he stubs his toe again, then I think a lot of people will say, okay, that's it. He's a veteran. He's been around. He's not a rookie. He's not a second-year quarterback. We've seen enough. So he is always going to be evaluated, not necessarily on the minor game. So I shouldn't say minor games because every game's important, but this is a big-time game against a good opponent.
Yeah, it's the number one show on television.
Yes.
It's the Cowboys. It's the Vikings. Two playoff contenders. This is it.
Go into Jerry's World and show us what you got.
I'm saying exercise those demons, Kirk, on Sunday night. And you got it covered, by the way, before Purple Pre at 6.
Yep.
And then Jeff Diamond late.
Absolutely.
Following the game.
We're going to have a lot of fun with it. It comes down to, can the quarterback make plays? And actually, the thing that I'll be looking at the most is, can we get better play calling? Because last week I didn't like it.
And Can the D avoid giving up a 91-yard touchdown run?
Oh, gosh. It's Ezekiel.
Oh.
Elliot.
Late night coming up here on CCO following the news. Big thanks to Susan Blanche. I'm Steve in for Mike tonight here on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.